November 6th, by grace alone, with all your heart. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Many are leaning upon a supposed hope without a true foundation. The fountain is not cleansed, therefore the streams proceeding from that fountain are not pure. Cleanse the fountain and the streams will be pure. If the heart is right, your words, your dress, your acts will all be right. True godliness is lacking. I would not dishonor my master so much as to admit that a careless, trifling, prayerless person is a Christian. No, a Christian has victory over his besetments, over his passions. There is a remedy for the sin-sick soul. That remedy is in Jesus. Precious Savior, His grace is sufficient for the weakest, and the strongest must also have His grace or perish. I saw how this grace could be obtained. Go to your closet, and there alone plead with God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Be in earnest, be sincere. Fervent prayer availeth much. Jacob-like, wrestle in prayer, agonize. Jesus in the garden, sweat great drops of blood. You must make an effort. Do not leave your closet until you feel strong in God. Then watch, and just as long as you watch and pray, you can keep these evil besetments under, and the grace of God can and will appear in you. God forbid that I should cease to warn you. Young friends, seek the Lord with all your heart. Come with zeal. And when you sincerely feel that without the help of God you perish, when you pant after Him as the hart panteth after the water brooks, then will the Lord strengthen you speedily. Then will your peace pass all understanding. If you expect salvation, you must pray. Beg of God to work in you a thorough reformation, that the fruits of His Spirit may dwell in you. It is the privilege of every Christian to enjoy the deep movings of the Spirit of God. A sweet heavenly peace will pervade the mind, and you will love to meditate upon God in heaven. You will feast upon the glorious promises of His Word. But know first that you have begun the Christian course. Know that the first steps are taken in the road to everlasting life.